You know what? We need to make a noise in the house of the Lord. Let the enemy know he was defeated a long time ago. Let's give the Lord a shout this morning. Hallelujah! A shout of victory. A shout of victory, because our destiny is upon us. We are victorious in the Lord. Amen? Come on. We're not chocolate soldiers. We don't melt in the days of adversity. We are strong. We are able, because our God goes before us. We will not be robbed. We will not have our destiny robbed from us, because we are mighty in the name of the Lord. We are God's children. We are King's kids. And through Him, all things are possible. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm excited. It is an honor and a privilege to be here, that your pastor would trust us enough to come. And it's awesome responsibility to step in another person's pulpit. And we love Pastor Jay and Pam, and we've been friends for years. And you've all heard the stories of our escapades, but we pray they're resting. And today is going to be a little different from last time. I'll tell you right now, if you're a note taker, put it away, because I'm going to give Pastor Jay, I'm going to just forward this to him, and if he agrees with all that's said today, he can edit it. He can just hand it out, because this is really a prophetic word I'm bringing to you. I'm not bringing you a teaching. I'm bringing you a word for you and for this church. Amen. So there's not a lot of overhead. It's just based on Genesis 12. You can put that up there, and you're going to see what happens with this. But I'm going to read you Genesis 12, verses 2 and 3. It says, I will make you a great nation. And I will bless you. I will make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you, and I will place a curse on those who harm you. And all, and that word all is family, and all the family, all the people on earth will be blessed through you. This is God's promise to Abraham. It's our promise too. Tell your neighbor, it's your promise too. We are Abraham's seed. We are the seed of Abraham. Remember I told you last time we were here, we are heirs, not errors, heirs to the throne. I am tired of hearing Christians say, I can't do it. Are you kidding me? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. See, Genesis 12, verses 2 and 3, number one, God's word will not return to us empty when we cast our bread upon the water. It says, when you cast your bread upon the water, it shall not return to you void. God's word will not pass away. There are over 2,000 promises in His word. I want them all. I'm a greedy sucker. By the way, we got to start getting your pastor some of these shirts here. If my preaching won't keep you awake, this will. If the batteries don't run out. Me and my wife, we love sunshine the 23rd. We're heading back to our place in Florida for a couple weeks just to get away. And we talked to our friends yesterday, and they said, it is so hot down here. You don't want to leave your place. And I said, are you kidding me? That's what we live for is the heat in the ocean, you know. I mean, give me a break, you know. But we just, we saw how the day was, and so we're prophesying with our shirts, sunshine. You know, rain is liquid sunshine. That's all it is. So you got to think that way. You got to think positively. Verse 2 says, I will make you a great nation. He is about to make this church, because this church is great already, but He's going to make you a greater family of believers. You need to teach, if you haven't done this, you need to be teaching your children the importance of being in church and following after Jesus. I don't want to go to church. You're going to church. But I don't want to go to church. You're going to church. Now, our kids drove us You know, our boys were okay, our three boys. Our daughter, hallelujah, that's why I have this. After she got married, God started to restore a little bit of it. You're going to church. I remember when we would have our New Year's Eve service. I'm going to watch my time here. New Year's Eve service, and we would bring our kids in their pajamas. Where are we going? Church. For how long? Till the new year comes in. Now, to those kids, at that time, they didn't understand it. They're thinking, we're going to be there for weeks. And I'm sure the 6 hours felt that way. We brought our kids to church. And this was before the days of nursery. You know, our kids would sit on the floor and color, and they had to behave in church. That's why they respect the house of God today. We've got to work at this. Verse 2 says, I will bless you. Bless. That word bless means vitality, to be healthy, to have longevity. The favor of God is upon your life. We have favor. When we're blessed, we're favored. My wife, when we pull into a parking lot, she just starts praying, open up a parking space, open up a parking space, so we don't have to walk. Listen, I could use the exercise in walking, but she's got a different kind of faith. I'll take it. Get me close to the door. Sure enough, a space opens up. She'll say, the favor of God, the favor of God. The favor of God is upon you. I don't care how stormy it looks. He's in your boat. God wants to bless every, say every, area of our life. Every area. I don't know about you, but I've been robbed for too long. You're not going to take it anymore. I'm going to fight. Say this with me. I'm going to take back everything the devil has stolen from me. I'm going to have you do a lot of reciting today. Participation. I want you to get this into your spirit, into your fabric. Say this, God, it is time that you restore everything that was stolen from me. We serve a God of restoration. I want it back. I remember when the enemy tried to come and take our daughter from us. Oh, it was living hell. Oh, he said hell in church. Yes, I did. Her junior and half of her senior year, thank God my wife was there because, you know, I'm Italian. And my daughter's Italian. She knew how to push my buttons. Got to the point one day where she said, I'm going to call social services on you. We'll see how that works, huh, Dad? I said, go right ahead. I said, Ted, I said to my daughter, go right ahead. Call social services. Because when they come here, the first thing I'm going to show them is our mortgage. And I would ask, do you see my daughter's name on that mortgage? No. She has no rights in this house. Now, come on, parents. You look at me. I'm telling the teenagers, they look at me and they say, thank God he was not my dad. She would bring this music into the house. My wife got hold of one of the CDs one day. I couldn't believe the language I was hearing. So when I approached her, she goes, oh, I don't listen to the words. I just like the beat. Yeah, I'll give you a beat. So while she was gone, we had a CD breaking party in her room. Oh, you went in my room. How dare you invade my privacy? It's not your room. Need I remind you? Here's the National Grid bill. Do you see your name anywhere on there? I'm going to put a lock on my door. I'll break it off. I'll put another one on. I'll take the door off. Who's in charge here? I'll call social services. Go right ahead. Here's what the social services, what I'll say to them. Number one. We pay for her car that she drives. We put the gas in it, we pay the insurance, and we pay. She has the master bedroom in our house with her own private bath. She has unlimited food, unlimited clothes. All I ask is that she's in at 10 o'clock. I says, honey, do you know what the social worker's going to say? What's that, Dad? She's going to say, can I come and live with you? And my daughter's comeback was, whatever, Dad. I hate whatever. We were in a fast, remember this, in January? And in my office, I had all our children's pictures. And I'm praying to God, I'm saying, Lord, break this thing in her life. All of a sudden, her picture fell over in the frame. Now, I stopped dead. Because next thing I was expecting was fire. No one closed the door. Nobody did anything. The picture fell. That week, during the fast, she starts crying. We hear her crying in her bedroom. My wife goes in. And whatever it was broke in her life. It was January of her senior year. And she went to school for cosmetology. She's an incredible hairstylist and stuff. She's down in Norfolk, Virginia with her husband and our grandson. But she gave up part of her career, and she went to Bible college, you know, our local Bible college in our church for 9 or 10 months. And then one of the guys that grew up with our sons who were older than her waited for her, and they got married, and they've got a beautiful life. And I want to encourage you, don't you give up. As parents, I don't care. Your job is to shoot that arrow straight. And you know what? Our kids, how old is Jason? He just turned 36 yesterday? 35. Okay. He still calls me up. Dad, what do you think of this? And Dad, what do you think of that? And I'll tell you something. If I don't like what they're doing, I tell them. Someone said, well, they're in their 30s. I don't care. Well, they got to leave and cleave. I don't care. I'm still going to be there for them. And I'm going to call it like I see it. No, that's another time, another story. I give you that. But you know what? I'm watching kids float away from the house of God. But see, the Bible says, and we heard it this morning, in the scripture that was read by Ted, and if you will seek first the kingdom of God in your lives, then he who believes in me from his inner being shall flow rivers of living water. We've got to seek him. We've got to return to God. I believe God's cry today is, return to me as you did, and you fell in love with me as your first love, and remember all the things come through my Father who is in heaven. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Wow. Be courageous as I have called you to be. This house is coming into a season where God is raising up Joshuas in this house to be strong and to be courageous. And the Word of God says, and wherever your feet shall tread, it shall be given to you. That doesn't mean just walking over it. When you study in the biblical times, it was given to you once you produced something on the land you were standing on. It's time for this church to really start to produce. I believe God is going to start to take you into the streets. We were downtown Schenectady. We actually stayed overnight the last time we were here. I am going on 57, and I have never seen downtown Schenectady. And I live an hour and 20 minutes down the road, up the road. And I was walking around, and I was saying, man, this place is ripe for the streets. Feeding people, helping those people that can't help themselves. Bringing the gospel message. And not just a one time a year event. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about having a physical presence in downtown Schenectady. Keep up the vanguard of this house in prayer. This house is going to be known as a house of prayer. Every day, believe and declare this. All can be healed. All can be restored. All can be set free. All can be victorious. All victories can be yours. All prodigals will return. I believe God is calling the prodigals back home to this house. Right now, how many are sitting here? You're a grandma, a grandpa, you're a mom or a dad, and you have children or grandchildren not serving the Lord. Stand up right now. Stand up. Come on. Quickly, stand up. Sharon, come with me. We're going to pray. Everybody else, stretch your hands to these people. Lord, we're going to believe right now, Lord God Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, that their loved ones, those that they call son, that they call daughter, grandson, granddaughter, Lord, we believe right now that they return to the house of the Lord, that they return, Lord God, to call you King, to call them Lord of their lives, Lord God Jesus. We add our faith to theirs right now, Lord God Jesus, and believe, Lord God, that they will come running home, and that these fine people will lift up their arms and put their arms around their neck and kiss them and welcome them home and celebrate with great joy, Lord God, to see their loved ones come home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on. Come on. Listen, come on. We're going to believe right now, if these fit you, you grab onto them, that all financial problems can disappear. That all lost blessings can be found. All desires of your heart put there by the Lord's will come to pass. All your enemies will be subdued. All, say all, of your family will be saved. All the prophetic words spoken over you, all the prophetic words spoken over this house will come to pass. Just believe, because all things are possible through Him who strengthens us. And it says, and I will make your name famous. God has given you and I great influence. Abounding grace will be known as a house of leaders, a hotbed, a greenhouse. I remember when I was small, my grandparents immigrated from Italy, and they had a fruits and vegetable farm, and they had these big glass greenhouses. God is making this place a greenhouse, a hot house, where young people will grow and come to know the Lord. This is going to be a church where disciples are made. A place where the hurt and the wounded will be cared for and they'll be healed in this place. This house is going to be, as we were driving in, I'm thinking to myself, this place was a medical center. This place is going to be like a hospital to the hurting and those that can't help themselves, where they're going to be spiritually taken care of and physically taken care of. God has not forgotten you. God has not forsaken you. It was prophetic that you moved into this building. When I walk around and I see these rooms, the Lord is saying, healing room number one, healing room number two, healing room number three. This house is going to be filled with healing. People are hurting. People are scared. People are full of fear. But this house is going to be a lighthouse to draw the people in. And wherever you go, wherever your feet will take you, people will say, hey, those people are disciples of Christ. They go to that church, Abounding Grace. Look at, you can see their God in their face. You can hear their God in their words. But most of all, you can see their God, hear their God in their compassion for their city and for their surrounding areas. Wow. People will say Abounding Grace is filled with blessed people. Remember that word blessed? Vitality. Healthy. And I want to be part of that church. I want some of that. I want some of that. People will know that this house is where the truth is preached and lived in the lives of the people. The truth is necessary for the growth of the church. You must speak the truth in understanding at all. You know, someone said to me, man, Pastor Sweet, I don't know if I can handle the truth. You just say it like it is. Well, what do you want me to do, lie? Then you get accused of lying. The Bible says everything in spirit and in truth with compassion. I believe that this is going to become a training center for leaders, for youth leaders. You know, you may look at me, you're all looking at me like, whoa, yeah. You think God gave you this building just so you can come and occupy just here? There's too much space. This is a Joshua generation. Do you know what the Lord said to Joshua? I can't get the scripture, but I'll paraphrase it for you. How long are you going to wait to subdue the rest of what I've given you? He'd already taken almost 50-some-odd percent. Here he is in his 80s, and the Lord said, you ain't done yet. How long are you going to wait? There's more for you to do. I like this church. They listen, they respond. I'm working on a message right now. If the rocks could talk. It's not going to be evangelism as usual in this house. Enough with declaring God's love. Show it. Come on. Show it. Man, I'm telling you, I'm looking out the window of the motel, and I'm seeing a hot dog cart out in downtown Schenectady with Abounding Grace, Jesus Loves You on the top of the canopy. And you're passing out hot dogs and doing face painting, and music is playing, and people are getting saved. Come on. Live your life in a way where people will see it and do what they normally do not do. This is how we get the uncommon response from people, is to motivate them to be that salt and that light, to get them to do something that is beyond what they're accustomed to doing. People are so hungry. I was just talking to Pastor Tom Sardella. I don't know if you know Pastor Tom. He's in Troy. They're camping in Cape Cod right now, and they had to bring some laundry to a laundry place, and they started to share with the laundromat owner, and then they went back to follow up on him to see how he is. He's a Jewish man. He's never heard the gospel before. He came this close to giving his life to the Lord. And he says, thank you so much for sharing with me and coming back and checking with me. Do you know what? That seed is now planted. You know, sometimes we think we got to close the contract right away. I'm going to tell you something. I don't have a lot of contracts that get closed just like that. But that seed has been planted. That contract is close to being signed. That's our job. Get the word out. He was so grateful. He just told us this on the way down this morning. This church, tell your neighbor, this church is called to resource the next generation. So many people ask me, I don't know, what am I supposed to be doing in the church? I'm not that active. No, yes, you are. You're supposed to help resource the next generation. I don't have a lot of money. It doesn't need to be money. It could be your talent. It could be your next school teacher, your next attorney, your next doctor. You're retired. Give them your time and help resource this next generation so that they can go out and take the land. There's a generational blessing upon this church. And what that means is it may not get finished in your generation, just like Moses didn't finish his job, but it carried on through Joshua and he got the job finished. Come on, David birthed a generation. He gave equivalent in today's terms over $2 billion to build a temple that he would never see completed. But he was someone who said, someone has to stand up and someone has to bring wholeness to somebody. If we neglect people, if we neglect situations that are all around us, in our towns, in our villages, in our neighborhood, in our family, at work, the weeds will grow and it will choke them. We can't neglect. David wanted others to experience God and to experience the things God did for him in a greater way. He wanted the next generation to see his God bigger than he saw. That should be our heart, because David served his generation. We should be serving our generation. Right now, they're in there being taught, and you're all saying, oh, thank God for the teachers. You're all teachers. Every one of you in this house, it's a family. You all have a part in it. Bill Wilson said this, it is not what you accomplish in life that matters. It's what you set in motion that does. Awesome quote. Awesome quote. Man, I'm getting all worked up here. I'm sorry. But I know you're used to it because I've heard your pastor preach. And you shall be a blessing to others. A blessing is a life favored by God. God loves us so much that he favors us. No matter what you've done, when you ask the Lord to forgive you, you are forgiven. There's a city-taking anointing upon abounding grace. Get ready for a year of double blessing coming your way. I believe the next 12 months, God is going to double bless everything you touch. Do you understand that favor is a way of thinking? I understand someone preached here last week, maybe they talked about the favor of God. When people ask how I am, I say, I am blessed of the Lord. It may not be going that way that day, but I am blessed of the Lord. If you tell people that you're not blessed or favored of the Lord because you're caught up in your circumstances, you will miss out on your favor from God. You're negatively prophesying to your spirit. Remember, the Word of God says that life and death are in the power of the tongue. God is tearing down every wall that's held the finances of this church and in your own personal lives. He's tearing it down. I don't care what the economy looks like. God's ways are opposite ours. And when he favors his people and the favor is upon them, you will prosper. Not just financially, and everything in your life. Those of you that don't have a job, you'll find one. Those of you that have low-paying jobs, expect a promotion. The next 12 months, God spoke to me, are very important in this house. The next 12 months. But it's going to depend on how much you press in. How much are you willing to sacrifice? For the sacrifice on your part is going to be great. But compassion is going to increase in this house. And there will be an increased anointing upon Pastor Jay, the shepherd of this house. And the vision is going to increase. Stand behind the leadership of this house. Get behind them. Don't murmur. Don't complain. When change comes to the house, get behind it. Come on now. God says he's rewriting the script for this house. Let your faith build. Don't rely on your past for your future. A blessed people cry out, restore. Restore. God is moving on you. God is moving on this house. But he's got to have an instrument to work through. And as the power of God is poured out upon all flesh, you will be ready to take advantage because the harvest is here. He is making you harvesters. Harvesters. Who is a harvester? What is a harvester? A harvester are spiritual people who come to this church to be equipped and to become harvesting machines. You don't come on a Sunday and just, oh, this was a nice word, and oh, that was wonderful. You got to take the words that are preached. Let it go deep inside of your fabric. Let it equip you. Let it start a fire again. And if you already got a fire, let it go into a tent alarmer. Come on. God meets us wherever we're at. If you're already blazing, he takes you up. If you're just a little pilot light, he'll ignite you. But you gotta, honey, who's that knocking at the door? I don't know. Let me look. Oh my God, it's Jesus. Close the blinds. We're not ready yet. I'm calling upon you. No, it kills me. We pray and pray. Jesus come, Jesus come. He comes and knocks at our door and we're like, ah! He's knocking on the house. He's knocking on your door. He's not going to give you a special invitation. Well, I haven't heard from God. I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen the pillar of fire. I haven't seen the cloud. You know, hey, he's not going to give you an invite. I know, been there. Well, God didn't call me to that. Read your Bible. God's called you to a lot of things. I'm speaking to me, by the way. He is working in you now as you allow the truth to come into your inward parts Let him perfect. Let him develop. And let him mature you now. Grow up in the headship of Christ as God begins to move in the dimensions of Joel chapter 2, where he tells us he is pouring out his spirit in the former and the latter rain in the first month. Man, God is, everything that we have seen is going to be dwarfed by what God is about to do. Come on. Someone said to me the other day, oh, our credit rating got downgraded. And I look at him like, you're surprised. It doesn't take a prophet to know what's going on. But I'll tell you this, in God's eyes, we're still AAA. I don't live by the S&P. Well, yes, I do. I live by the Spirit and the power that is given unto me every day. Because I'm blessed and I'm favored. Come on. I've got the Spirit. I've got the power. God is blessing you in this house. He's going to restore you. You know, that word restore means to make better than it was before in its original state. Wow. Verse 3 says, I will bless those who bless you, but I will curse those who curse you. This church is a devil-defeating, God-believing church. I'll tell you, when we came here, it was just before Christmas, I think, when we were here last year. I walked in and I felt freedom like I've never felt before in my life. I said, this church has got, they've got it. Amen. Little itty bitty devil, big God. Amen. We go into some churches, oh, you don't know what the devil is doing. Stop giving him credit. Amen. Did you ever think it's God testing you, trying to mature you? Well, no, brother, I where would you find that in the Bible? I'm dreaming this, right? This is a healthy church. Tell your neighbor, this is a healthy church. This is going to be a church with no debt. A church of believers on fire for God. You have a destiny. You have a future that God has made just for you. Is it Bill? Bill? I got to get this out of the way because I want to finish here, but you're annoying me because God says I got to give you this word. I see a flurry, a dust storm around you, and God is saying, settle it in your mind, unpack your bags. This is where you belong. This is where you get your strength. This is where you get, you don't need to listen to anybody else. Everything you need to get for what's going on in your life is right here. There's a, I feel, I'm not trying to embarrass you, but there's a spirit of confusion going around you, and you got to stop it. You know what I'm talking about. I know, I'm just the voice piece. God has said enough is enough. You are who he made you to be. You got a great mind. You're like the supercomputer up there. You're always calculating and things are always going on. But you keep letting the enemy push the pause button and you doubt yourself. And God says, stop it! And receive who he's made you to be. This is where your lifeblood, this is where you belong. You are a branch on this vine. And there's been people trying to tug at you and pull you away. And God says, you better pick new friends. Stand up in Christ. Stand up. Come on. Prophetic stand. Stand. The Bible says, stand firm. Don't be swayed. God is going to bless you. Lord, we just pray for Bill right now. We just bless him. Even on the job, Lord God, I pray for promotion right now. I pray for our increase in finances, Lord God Jesus. Lord, let him go deeper in your word, Lord God Jesus, and bless him beyond his expectation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As long as I'm standing here, I might as well just flop you into the trough too, because I was going to do it last time I was here and I held back. Well, I'm telling you something by the Spirit of God, I see caution signs all over you, and you're going down a road that has no guardrails, and you're way up on a high mountain. And God is saying, think, pray, and fast, and believe God. You know how to hear the voice of God, but God says there's safety in a multitude of counselors. God has given you a voice not just for the local church. God has given you a voice. When you were up there singing, I saw your face on a CD cover. God's telling me to tell you to not be in such a hurry. Take a look in the mirror. You're a beautiful young lady with so much to offer. God doesn't want us to settle for average. God wants us to settle for his best. And God wants his best for you. And he will give it to you. But you got to trust him. The only way I can describe it is I saw you in your car. And God said, tell her to put her foot on the brake and slow down and inquire of me. I feel you're trying to be plucked out. God is saying, your roots are here. I don't know what's going on, but God wants you to pray. Seek counsel. Trust in God. You know, lots of times there was things that I wanted them so bad. I thank God for the word of the Lord in my life, that he stopped and gave me a word, and it stopped me from circumventing my life and going off the cliff. And now I got more and better than I would have ever expected, because that's the kind of God we serve. You are an awesome young lady. You are awesome. And God is saying, give me time. Give him time. Because you, God, sees your heart. And I've sensed such a loneliness in you and a feeling to a need to belong. And God says, you already belong. You're already loved. God is going to take care of you. You trust God. You press God. He'll answer you. I always say it's never too late. Never too late. Stretch your hands. What's your name? Cassandra. Lord, we thank you for Cassandra right now. Lord, I believe right now that you're bringing a word in season for her. Lord God, she's got a, Lord, you're a God of choice. She has to pray about it and see what it could mean for her life. But Lord, I believe right now, Lord God Jesus, that you're sending a ladder down to her to help her come out of the pit, Lord God Jesus. Lord, to put on the multicolored coat that God, you have made just for her, Lord God. For the favor is all over her, Lord God Jesus. Lord, she has the ability, Lord God, and she has the passion and the tenacity to do what you've called her to do. Lord, we thank you for her right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You have a destiny. You have a future. We all do. It's time for this church to really reach the lost and to call in your harvest. You've sown and you've sown. It's impossible for God to lie. God says, what you sow, you'll reap. God has given this church the hands of blessings for your city and surrounding areas. This church doesn't look at numbers. It looks at souls. God is going to send people to this church to be restored. And this church will be known as a house of restoration for broken families, broken marriages, even broken ministries will settle to be restored in this house. House will be known not only as a house of prayer, but a house of salvation. And people will come into this church and they will be afflicted with diseases. They will be hurting with addictions and they're going to be homeless and they're fresh out of the world. But Abounding Grace will be a spiritual hospital for those who have need for all types of healing. God is calling this church to hate those things that try to stop you from saving souls. What's stopping you from saving souls? TV remote? Oh, getting quiet on me now. Golf, fishing, snowmobiling, bike riding, I'm not saying we can't enjoy life. But what's stopping you? What's holding you back? See, guys, God is raising up mighty men and women in this church so that you will transform the lives of people from darkness into light. Come on now. I want to see transformation. Get ready to see people running down the aisles of this church to be saved even before one note is played or one word is preached. Abounding Grace, what does God have for your future? What does He have for your future? This is a breakthrough church. A church that will open new doors in new regions. A church that's first on the scene. A church that will crack open poverty where people of influence refuse to recognize that poverty exists. I remember going to our city officials, and they said, "Reverend, there's no homeless people in our city." Hello? Have you been to the parks? Have you been downtown lately? "Oh, we don't, poverty's not that bad in our area." "Oh, really? Well, you know, I'm embarrassed sometimes, and I love my city, but I'm embarrassed to take guests through our city because 40% of the homes are boarded up. They're crack houses and drug houses. And, you know, we live in a, right near a fire station, and those trucks are rolling nonstop." I say to my wife, "There goes our city. It's burning again." We need God. We need a revival. Revival comes from us. Because if we can believe in revival, it'll come. You got to remove the word impossible from your vocabulary. You got to be a people who can see past the seed and see the tree. A mighty cedar tree planted by the rich waters of the Almighty God. A people who will move in signs, in wonders, and in miracles. You can do it. You can move in those signs. You can move in those miracles because God is for you. God has given you His favor. He has given you His blessings. It's not just for here inside the church. You know, I walked in and saw this. God's got a bucket list for you. Go tell the people about me. Oh, you didn't get it. I'll give it to you in God's voice. Go tell the people about me. Come on. Come on. It's on us. Daniel 4. Verses 2 through 4 says this: "I thought it good to declare the signs and wonders that the Most High God has worked for me. How great are His signs and how mighty are His wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom and His dominion is from generation to generation." This is a radical church. You ain't fooling me. And we're so pious. I can tell by your worship you're radical. Be radical in prayer. Be radical in intercession. Be radical in all of your relationships. Be radical in unity. Be radical in healing. Be radical in your giving. Be radical with your youth. Be radical with your salvations. You've got to be a people that knows where your strength comes from. Our strength comes from Him. Not Buddha. Not Muhammad, a living God. His miracles, His signs and His wonders did not die with the apostles. It's in you because you're an heir and you have the favor of God upon you. "Oh, well, you don't understand, Pastor. I don't know if I have that." Hey, listen, first time I went and prayed for someone, they died a week later. I'm not God, but I got to do my part. My faith has to be that through my God, all things are possible. And the Bible says that He healed all. And if I have those things upon me, then I'm going to stretch my faith forward, and I'm going to go forth, and I'm going to pray for the sick, and I'm going to pray for people to be delivered. And you know what? The rest is in God's hands.
People stop because they get discouraged by what's going on. Oh, people die. Well, guess what? We're all going to die. We just don't know when. Oh, I'm so upset. They died. They were 98. They could be in a Smucker's jar. And by the way, they weren't upset. They said they were ready to go home. And you're kicking the can. Psalm 29:11 says, "The Lord gives strength to his people." Folks, today, say today, is the time to possess, say possess, the land of your promise. Not tomorrow, not yesterday. We serve a now God. Today. Today, you cannot be those who are stalled at the river of decision. Should I go out there? Should I pray for that neighbor? Should I not? Can I tell you something? 99% of the time when you ask someone if they want prayer, what are they going to say? No. At least get you in. Pray. Plant the seed. I remember we had someone die
in the church.
My wife, she just got faith. We're sitting in the funeral home. And I look, we've been married a long time, so I know the look on my wife's face. And I'm thinking, oh my God, she wants to go up there and try to raise him right now. I can. She has the faith for it. Amen. She does. Yeah. See, when we lose our faith, we let the world dictate our faith, that's where we get into trouble. We got to cross over the river today. Walk in our destiny. Overcome this I can't do it mentality. God loves you. God loves me, believe it or not. His mercies are new every morning. He will curse those that curse you. We're going through right now something very, very difficult in the life of our church. Matter of fact, I have to come back down here. I was here all day Friday. I have to come back down here tomorrow. And this person just looked me in the eyes and said, she didn't say, "I curse you," but she came pretty close to it. And I just looked her back, looked right back at her. And in my spirit, I didn't say anything, but in my spirit I said, "I've got a Teflon coating. Nothing sticks to me. You want to curse me? Go right ahead. It isn't going to stick because I've been washed with the blood of the Lamb." Amen. And though it may look like you're winning, it's not me you're taking on. You're taking on my God. You're taking on the kingdom of God. If he just sent one angel, that beautiful blonde hair would be white as snow. That's how scared you would be. My God is for me, not against me. Joshua's. That's what this house is full of. Joshua's. Moses was great, but you can't carry Moses' dead bones on your back. You'll stinketh. You got to let Moses rest. And now you've got to take on what the inheritance is upon you to go forward. You've established yourself. This church is established. God loves you. What I want to do is I'm going to close this with a song that is, I'm not going to sing. If I sang, they would all run out. Laura Story did a song called Blessings. And when I hear this song, I think of you singing this song because it's an awesome song. And someday I hope to hear you sing it because it's a prophetic song and it's about some of the things I was talking about today. So let's listen to this and then we're going to close it. Amen. Let our cry be, in our God we trust, and that we believe. He wants to bless you. He wants his favor to be all over you. He wants you, as I spoke to you last time, for the love he pours into you to pour into us. Now I want everybody to just bow your head for a second here. I think back to the day that I gave my life to the Lord. Thought I had everything I needed in life, when actually I had nothing. If you're here today and you hear this message, you listen to this music, you listen to the song that was sang in the beginning, and now this song, and in between the preaching and the teaching. If you're here today and you have never given your life to the Lord, or you once gave it and you no longer are following him, and you say, Lord, I want to hear your voice. I want a new life. I want some of these things just to be ended in my life. If that's you, with every head bowed and every eye closed, if that's you, would you just lift up your hand? We're not here to embarrass you or anything. We just want to be here for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All family. Let's just stand then. Just want to close. Lord, I thank you for this awesome house. Thank you for the privilege to be here, for us to bring your word, Lord, as you have put it on our hearts. This lady in red, is this your church, honey? You go here. God is going to heal your heart. He's going to heal your family. There's been some real tragedy. I just can feel it. And God wants to just minister to you today and tell you it's going to be okay. God's going to return everything that's been stolen and robbed from you. Even back in your childhood, God's hand of protection was on you, and God knows you needed it, and God kept you protected. You're not here by accident. You're here because God has put you here, and he's healing you, and he's strengthening you, because someday the word of God is upon your lips, and there's a spirit of counsel upon you to counsel women and to pour into their lives so that you can share with them things that are going to save their lives. God loves you. You got to start believing that more. When you look in that mirror, you got to know who God has made you. Amen. Lord, I thank you for this house. Lord, I thank you for the people. I thank you for their passion. I thank you, Lord God, for their love. Lord, we pray a blessing upon them. For Lord, the word you brought today is prophetic for this house to encourage them that they are a city-taking church. Lord, that these rooms would be filled with people being taught and healed and set free. Honey, in the turquoise, this is your church here. Just started coming. Sharon, would you just... What's your name, honey? Shannon? Can we pray with you? Sharon, just go with Shannon a second. Put your hand on her heart, honey. Hallelujah. Lord, we just pray for this broken heart on Shannon right now, Lord God Jesus. And we're just believing right now, Lord, for a fresh touch of your anointing upon her life. Lord, all the words and things that have been spoken to her, Lord God, that have been hurtful, that have caused her heart to break, and even the situations, Lord God Jesus, that surround her right now. Lord, we break them in Jesus' name. We pronounce a blessing upon Shannon, Lord God Jesus. We're believing right now for a perfect peace and understanding to come to her. Lord, even when she lays her head on the pillow, when she has a hard time sleeping, because all those things keep coming to her and the enemy is attacking her, we pray for peace right now in Jesus' name. We just pray. We break that demonic spirit that tries to take over on her and make her feel insignificant, Lord God Jesus. We break that spirit of rejection right now in Jesus' name. Lord, send your great comforter, the Holy Spirit, to be with her. Lord, we thank you for Shannon. We thank you for the beautiful heart and mind that you have given her, Lord God Jesus. We pray a blessing upon her right now in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Ted, all yours, man.
Well, let's give the Lord and Pastor Charlie a round of applause. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I think we are done here. Please stay for fellowship here. Thank you, Pastor Charlie. Thank you, Lord. A wonderful day.